Chapter 6 Mystery at the Warehouse. The next morning, Salvius brought the children some fruit for their breakfast as usual.
"Have you heard any gossip about Titus from the other slaves?" asked Robert.
He bit into a juicy orange. "No, I haven't," said Salvius. "But I have to go to the market again today. I will see what I can find out." Later that morning, Salvius came rushing into the courtyard to find the children.
"I have some news," he said excitedly.
"What is it, Salvius?"
asked Marcus.
"I met a friend of mine at the fish market," he said. "I asked him if he knew anything about Titus Carolus. He told me that he has heard a rumor about him. He said that people say Titus Carolus is a thief. They say he likes to steal small, valuable things. However, my friend says that this is only a rumor. There is no proof that it is true."
"I bet it is true," said Camilla.
She felt sure that Titus was guilty.
"We don't know that for certain," said Robert. "But let's find out if it's true."
"Let's follow him and see what he does," said Marcus.
"Yes, let's," said Lucy and Camilla.
"But I can't come with you," said Salvius. "I have a lot of work to do today."
"We'll tell you what we find out," promised Robert.
Salvius looked worried.
"But it might be dangerous. I should come with you and look after you."
"Don't worry, Salvius," said Marcus. "We'll be quite safe. Get on with your work. We'll tell you everything this evening."
Salvius was still worried, but he did as he was told. He went to the kitchen to give the cook everything he had bought at the market.
"Come on, everyone," said Robert. "Let's go to Titus's shop and see what we can find out."
The children walked along the streets into the centre of Rome. Marcus pointed out Titus's shop. Titus was standing outside. He was talking to a man.
"There he is," said Marcus. "That's Titus."
The children watched him from across the street. After a while, the man he was talking to walked away. Titus waited for him to disappear around the corner. Then he looked up and down the street.
"What's he doing?" asked Camilla.
"He looks as if he's checking to see that no one is watching him," said Robert.
Then Titus walked quickly down the street.
"Where's he going?"
asked Lucy.
"He's going towards the docks," said Marcus. "The docks are on the banks of the River Tiber. Come on, let's follow him."
Titus walked quickly towards the docks. The children followed behind at a safe distance. At the docks, Titus went to a row of warehouses. He went into a big one at the end of the row.
"Titus must own that warehouse," said Camilla.
"He probably stores his olive oils there," said Marcus. "Let's watch him for a while."
The children hid behind some boxes on the quay. They watched Titus for a long time. They watched him shouting at the slaves. They watched the slaves cleaning the warehouse. They watched the slaves repairing a barge. They watched Titus making sure that the slaves worked hard. He was not a kind master. But nothing odd happened at all. Robert sighed.
"Perhaps Titus is innocent," he said.
"I don't think that Titus is innocent," said Lucy. "I agree," said Camilla. "He looked very suspicious outside his shop this morning. Let's come back after dusk and see if anything strange happens then," suggested Lucy.
good idea, said Marcus.
As soon as dusk fell, the children went back to the docks. The docks were quiet and empty. All the warehouses were dark and locked up for the night, all except Titus's. A light shone from the open warehouse door. The children hid and watched. Titus was alone. There were no slaves there at all. They saw him loading lots of olive oil pots onto a barge.
Why is he loading olive oil pots in the dark? Asked Camilla.
I don't know, said Robert.
It's very strange.
Why is he doing it?
Why aren't his slaves carrying the oil pots?
When the barge was full, Titus attached a team of oxen to the barge's ropes. He led the oxen along the towpath. The oxen pulled the barge through the water. Soon, Titus and the barge were out of sight.
How strange, said Lucy. Why is he taking the barge down the river at night? That must be a dangerous thing to do.
Let's go and tell Salvius what we have seen, said Robert. He might be able to answer our questions.
The children ran back to Marcus's house. Salvius was busy getting their beds ready for the night. They told him what they had seen. Salvius listened carefully.
I think Titus must be taking the barge to the port of Ostia, said Marcus. But I don't know why. What do you think, Salvius?
Salvius nodded his head. I am sure you are right, he said. I know that Titus has a ship in the port of Ostia. He is probably taking the barge to his ship.
But why is he taking it there at night?
Asked Camilla.
It's very strange.
Lucy thought for a moment.
It's not strange at all, she said suddenly. I think Titus is hiding stolen goods on his ship. Then he takes them out of the country to sell overseas.
If you are right, said Robert, we may be very close to finding the bust.
What do we do now? Asked Marcus.
Now you must sleep, interrupted Salvius. It is late, and your father will be angry if he finds out you are still awake.
But tomorrow afternoon we will go to the port of Ostia and find Titus's ship, said Robert.
No, said Salvius. You must not go to Ostia on your own. It is too dangerous.
Salvius, said Marcus. He looked very determined. We are going to Ostia tomorrow. We must find the bronze bust.
Yes, master, said Salvius.
He went out of the room. Salvius was very, very worried.